Hey guys, it's Jess. I've had a couple of conversations with staff this week that inspired me to do this topic today. I want to talk about connecting with parents about the process of learning new information. A lot of what we're doing in the clinic is parent education, parent coaching, and helping parents understand their child from a different perspective. And what we're really asking them to do is change their habit of thinking and their perspective that has been really embedded in them from day one of their life, because we're very heavily influenced without realizing it by how we were raised as well and how people were raised around us, as well as just various societal pressures for, to be a certain way as a parent, and then for your child to perform in a certain way with the assumption that the way your child acts and behaves is this direct reflection on you as a parent. So it's come up a couple of times today, and I think this is a great thing to kind of hash out and set down in stone a little bit. One, I think when we're working with parents, as frustrating as it can be to be drilling them with the same information over and over and over and not seeing change, we need to keep in mind and be empathetic as therapists that learning new information like this and changing habits and the way that you perceive the world takes a very long time. And many of you can probably reflect even in yourselves. And I know one of the therapists I was chatting with this week, you know, after years of experience, had this kind of aha moment the other day that, it takes a long time to make these shifts. She's been working at it for a long time. I've been working at it for a long time. I've been practicing for, this will be 11 years. And there are still things I catch myself doing that I'm like, why did I do it like that? And we are spending our entire careers. We have basically devoted our lives to learning these approaches, right? DIR floor time, sensory processing, the CPS model, and thinking about behavior as communication and all these kind of frameworks that we operate on. We've taken a long time to do that. And our parents that we're working with are getting only this information from us generally, because they're getting totally different feedback from schools, from even other therapists, from their community, their family members, their friends. So it puts a lot of doubt in their mind that they're doing the right thing. And it takes a long time. So just be patient with them, because it does take a long time to learn. And I find a lot of times parents, they'll understand things at a surface level in theory, which I find happens with therapists and with students as well. When I'm teaching somebody a new concept for the first time, like DIR floor time, for example, they will get it. They're like, yeah, no, that makes sense. I could explain it in a few minutes. They get it immediately, because the concept isn't hard. It's the application that's hard. And I've many times had to tell parents, like, don't stress about this, because it makes perfect sense. It's not perfectly easy to apply. And it took me years of practice to get where I'm at with direct learning, constant learning, direct coaching. It's just a shift, and you're going to make lots of mistakes. But if you keep going back and reflecting on yourself and your performance, you're going to eventually get there. So they first will understand it at this theory level. So parents are going to come to you and say, yeah, no, I get it. I'm doing that. I'm doing exactly what you're saying. Just because they say they're doing exactly what you're saying they need to do does not mean that they're actually doing it. And that's where parent coaching, I think, becomes really valuable for those kids where you're feeling like, they're doing great in therapy. Mom says they're doing everything at home, but they're still having issues. There's lots of reasons for that. But one could be that they aren't actually implementing things the way that you want them to, because they are not fully aware of how what they're doing is different from what you're recommending. And some parents, I find, think of our suggestions as being so simple, because they are. They're so simple sometimes in theory, but the application's not. So that's one thing to keep in mind. And it does take a very long time. And some parents don't get there. We have definitely lost some patients over the years where I'm like, man, we spent so much time trying to educate the family. You know, it was a kid with autism, and they just wanted him to sit at the table. And they're like, he's got language. I'm like, he's only repeating what you're saying. He has language, but he's not always using it appropriately. And they kept going back, but why isn't it the table? Why isn't it the table? And we're trying to explain engagement and regulation, and they would get it. And then they would lose it. And every week it was like the same conversation. We eventually lost them to ABA, because ABA made more sense to them. They're making my kids sit at the table, and that makes him somehow normal. So we don't always connect with everybody, but we can keep trying. Also, I think parents, when they do get it and they do start to use our strategies, they sometimes struggle because, like I said, we are the only person in their life that is giving them this advice. We're the only ones saying, no, look beyond the behavior. This is not, you know, they're not trying to just get in trouble. They're not trying to be manipulative. You don't need to set these firm, hard boundaries. You don't have to add a consequence or a reward. Instead, they're getting the opposite information at school, their therapy clinic, their, you know, psychologist, whatever, family members. And they're not seeing progress right away, because we know that it takes tons of repetition and time to make progress, because we're making really meaningful, like, foundational progress that is going to happen with incremental changes. It's not going to be overnight. And that's what they're hoping for. So just like when you're, you know, doing a diet or you're trying to exercise more and lose weight, it takes a really long time. And if those pounds don't start dropping fast, it's really easy to lose your motivation. And therefore, you start to question the approach that you're using. This isn't working. So if they're feeling like this isn't working, this is still going wrong, this is still going wrong, you have to constantly be showing them, here's the small gains we're making every single session, and give them the confidence to say, it's not going to be a linear path. It's going to be an up and down. But if your general trajectory is upward, you're doing the right thing, but you have to be persistent. And you have to try to get as many people on board around your child as possible. You know, we have this one patient in Troy that I regularly communicate with, and I'll have these great conversations with mom, and she's totally on board. She's like, yes, I totally get it. Like, I definitely see what you're saying, that this is not just behavior. He's not a bad kid. He really wants to do well, but he's struggling with these skills. We need to help him. And then a couple weeks later, after being beat down every single day by the school, going to school, saying you need to set more limits, you need to give more consequences, you need to do this, do that, do this. And she starts to question our advice, and she loses her lens. So sometimes we'll talk to families about, like, let's keep our lens on straight. And that lens is really the way that we look at things. We don't look at behavior as manipulation and kids just trying to be bad and whatever. Kids do well when they can, and they want to do well. Behavior is communication. It is clues for us to dig deeper. We even want to reframe our lens, our view of attention-seeking behavior. I just hate that word, that phrase. And let's think about it instead as connection-seeking. It's okay for kids to want to connect and have attention from their parents. Granted, they don't always get it the correct way, and we can help them, but we can't just respond with ignoring. It is normal for humans to want social connection. So instead of thinking about this, he's doing this to just seek out attention. Well, why does he want attention? Maybe he's feeling like he's missing some connection, and that's a totally appropriate need. Let's help him get it in an appropriate way. And being able to reframe behaviors within a developmental lens. So this conversation just came up today as well, too. A couple times actually this week now, where, you know, our kids who like to throw things or dump toys, that might be developmentally appropriate for them. They might be 4 or 5 years old, but if they are functioning around, you know, 10 to 12 months from a social emotional play perspective, it's totally appropriate to engage in cause and effect play. And we respond differently, like without even realizing it. When my daughter went through that phase, I never once was like, no, don't dump, don't throw, don't, and try to redirect her to sitting at the freaking table, because she was 10, 11 months old and that was appropriate. Instead, when she dumped stuff, I went, oh no, what a mess. And we made it silly and fun, and we put everything back, and then we dumped it again and we made it a game. Or when she only wanted to knock down towers, you know, I didn't try to get her to build the tower. I built it for her and let her knock it down, and I made it fun and exciting with my affect and language. So helping them realize, like, your child might be whatever age, they might even have great skills. They might have a language that's higher, but if their social, emotional, and play skills are low, so if you think about our DIR levels, if those are low, their play is going to follow suit, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's a behavior. So these are the kind of lenses that we're working from when we're working with patients and we're educating parents. But we have to be constantly reminding families of this over and over and over. And it takes lots of repetition. So they have all these things kind of working against them. And we have to keep that in mind, that it does take a long time. A lot of us are still learning this process. And it's okay to tell families, you know what, I don't do it perfectly. I don't always have all the right answers. I'm still learning too. If they see that it takes you also all that time to learn it, they won't feel so pressured that they have to get it right. And if they're not getting it right, they're not going to make progress. Because it does take a long time to learn a lot of these approaches. So I wanted to throw that out there. If you have any feedback or if that made you think of any questions that you're having or struggling with when you're working with some of your patients or their parents, let me know.